弟兄姊妹，久违了。
Haven't seen you for a long while, brothers and sisters.
这个人家说度日如年啊。这个我想跟弟兄姊妹，虽然有两个礼拜的分离，但是我回程的路上，我一直为华人会会祷告。
Mr. Singh said sometimes a day feels like a whole year. So I was away from you for 2 weeks, and on the way back, the whole time I was praying for you.
在祷告当中里面，家的感觉就出来了。在祷告当中里面，那一个家的连结就出来了，因为我们共有一个生命。
During my prayer, I have a very strong sense of a family, and because we're connected in our life in Christ as a family.
我想开始的时候我先讲一个故事，是一个真实的故事，是发生在我就在北京的时候。
I will relate a true story which happened during the time I was in Beijing.
1978年还是76年，唐山大地震大家记不记得？
There was a big earthquake around 1976
1976年的时候。我在几年多年前在中国培训，我有一个学生就是唐山大地震的survivor 叫什么生还者。
A few years ago I was in China doing a ministry training and one of my students was a survivor of that earthquake.
那一件事情就好像今天的经文，就像Jonathan Luke 所提到的第一节经文是相当令人震撼、无能为力的，但第二个经文却带来无比的荣耀、无比的盼望。
The experience was just like the verses that Jonathan compared to. The first verse brings fear and trembling, but the second verse brings great hope from a survivor.
在这个天崩地裂的那一天，那一个时刻，我的这个学生跟他的父亲有了一段对话。
While they were going through this terrible earthquake, my student and his father had a conversation.
他们家住在一个5层楼的房子的旁边。
They lived next to a building with 5 stories.
当地震来的时候呢，这个他跟他父亲，只有他跟他父亲在家。
During the earthquake, he and his father were alone at home.
那么他是那个时候只有7岁。
At that time, he was 7 years old.
他的父亲呢，听到轰隆一声的时候呢，他们就把他挡在他前面，因为背后有一个轰隆大声。
So while his father heard this great noise.Then he came to kind of cover him in front of him.
深夜的时候，只有听到声音的时候，在一团黑暗当中的时候，他就感觉他的父亲的身体压向他了。
In the darkness of the night, while this huge noise was going on, he felt his father's body covering him.
他的父亲是一个传道人。
His father was a preacher.
他然后在惊慌当中呢，他又听到另外一个更大的声音，就更大的响声，把他的父亲的身体更贴向他了。
Then he heard an even greater sound, and he felt the pressure of his father became stronger on him.
他们在黑暗中一直到天亮，他看他父亲从流汗。到流血，到失去知觉。
Through the night, while they were being pressed down under all the rubble, he saw his father from sweating to bleeding to losing consciousness.
他看着他的父亲从有呼吸到脸色苍白，到最后停止呼吸。
He saw his father from being very breathing very fast to become very pale and stop breathing.
他知道他父亲是一个 服侍耶稣基督的人。
He knew his father served God with his life.
他跟他父亲有一些对话，他曾经问过他父亲说，耶稣会救我们吗？
During that hour, those hours, he talked with his father and he asked his father, "Would Jesus save us?"
他的父亲说，我们的神可以做任何的事。
His father answered, "Our God can do anything."
但是他看着他父亲去世。
But he watched his father die.
他只知道他父亲最后一句话有跟他说
His father, last word to him was,
我爱你
I love you
耶稣基督也爱我
And Jesus Christ loves me
这个父亲是传道人有属神的智慧
This father, a preacher, he has the wisdom from God
他知道他要把他对神的信心传给他的儿子。
He knew that at that moment he needed to pass his faith in God down to his son.
所以他要他的儿子说，我爱你，因为耶稣爱我。
And he wanted to tell his son, I love you because Jesus Christ loves me.
又到了傍晚的时候，他终于被拉出来了。
So, toward the end of the next day, finally they were being pulled out of the wreckage.
他在那边曾经怀疑他爸爸说的话，耶稣什么事都可以做。
He did doubt the words his father said, which was, Jesus can do everything.
七岁的他充满了困惑，充满了伤心。
He was totally confused and sad as a seven-year-old boy.
他出来以后才知道隔壁那五层楼的房子全部压在他们家的墙壁上。
When he was pulled out, he realized that the whole five-story building collapsed on them and his house.
而那所有五层楼的房子加上他们的房子压在他父亲的背上。
The weight of that five-story building in their own house totally collapsed on his father's back.
他自己在跟我谈的时候，我问他说，他跟我分享这个故事，他说他愿意继承他父亲继续做传道人的工作。
As he was sharing this story with me, he told me that he is willing to continue his father's calling to be a preacher.
因为他知道他的父亲的神用了千军力量为挡了这万吨重的建筑物。
Because he knew that the God that his father served enabled them to save his life, although it was like thousand tons heavy weight fell on them, but his life is there.
就因为神在那边挡着，所以他们父子有信心的对话。
Because the Lord allowed it, that weight was somehow being resisted while it was on them, they still had those hours to talk to each other, he and his father.
这一次我到四川，我跟 Eric 到四川，所以我就想到了他。
This time when Eric and I went to Sichuan, I thought of him.
四川之后，我跑了几个地方，我就打了电话给他，我跟他在北京碰到面。
After I went to some other places, I called him, and then we met up in Beijing.
因为这一个人是从神那边回来过的。
Because this person is saved by God.
我也想看看一个从神回来过的人，如今跟着神跟得怎么样。
I really wanted to see.How he is serving, being a person who really saved the life by God.
今天的经文，罗马书三章二十三到二十四节。
Today the scripture from Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 24.
好像就像我刚刚讲了这一段的过程，父子的过程。
It really reflect this story that I just related to you.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
好像我们都承担了不可能的事情。
I think to say that we are all bearing something that is totally impossible for us to bear.
二十四节就充满了那一个盼望，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
But the next verse gives us immeasurable hope, which says, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
没有一个人是义人。
No one is just.
因为在这一章里面的第十节里面就说了。
Because it says in the verse 10 of this chapter.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
谁能够逃离这一个审判呢？
Who can escape the judgment?
谁能逃过死亡的毒钩呢？
Who can escape from the penalty of death?
耶稣基督的救赎。
Jesus Christ's salvation.
如果在这边二十四节去看的时候，我们发现耶稣基督的救赎有三个特色。
If we look at this verse 24 concerning the salvation by Jesus Christ, we can see three aspects.
这里面提到了耶稣基督的救赎是蒙受的。
First one it says that the grace of his salvation is granted.
这里面告诉我们，如今却蒙神的恩典。
Now we are granted.With his grace.
弟兄姊妹，这一个神的爱临到我们是他给的。
Brothers and sisters, the love from him that shower upon us is granted by him.
是因着他的慈爱。
It's because of his love and mercy.
他的恩典。
His grace.
第二个，我们可以知道这一个救赎，千军万鼎能力的救赎是白白的。
Second point, we know that this all-powerful salvation is freely given.
这个白白的是何等大的一个福分。
This freely given grace, what a blessing that is.
所以在这一章里面的二十七节里面就提到了。
So in verse 27 it says,
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用合法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。
Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith.
二十八节，所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Verse 28 says.For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
这一个恩典不但这个救赎不但是蒙受的给我们的，更是不用付代价的。
This justification, this salvation is granted to us by grace and is free of charge.
你会白白的给别人恩典吗？
Would you do something to a person without expecting being repaid or without charging?
给一次，给两次，给一辈子，你肯给吗？
One time, two time, or for the rest of your life, will you be willing to do that?
我告诉你，如果说你说我愿意，那我还要告诉你更深一层里面的黑暗。
If you said, yes, I am willing, then I could tell you there's some darkness there.
你在给的时候，我想问问看你，你是抱着怜悯心呢，还是会讲说，哎，这个人怎么老占我便宜的心
？If you really are continuing to give this, are you giving it in the motive of merciful heart, or you are murmuring complaint? Say, why is this person always doing this or asking this from me?
你会不会瞧不起这个人？会说这一个人怎么不自食其力？
Or would you look down at this person and think in your heart, why can't he do something himself?
人跟神有很大的差别。
we as human beings are very different from God.
了解耶稣基督的救赎，第三点是称义的。
The next point that we want to understand is that this salvation is for justification.
二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Verse 24 says, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
人的心败坏，败坏到一个地步，没有人能视透。
The heart of the human being are so corrupt that a lot of times we can't see through and we can't understand.
鉴察人心的神明白一切的败坏。
But the God who sees our heart can see everything, all the corruptions in our heart.
但是他却能够宽容的接纳。
Yet He could still accept us.
他就使我们称义。
He justified us.
没有一个人，什么叫做义 ？Righteous， 什么叫做义
？What is righteousness? What does that mean?
这个义字在原文里面，它的意思就是说完全没有瑕疵，洁白如雪。
This righteousness, according to the original meaning, means perfection, no blemish, and as white as snow, no dirt on it at all. Perfection.
什么叫称义呢？就是把这样子的一个人呢，称作是洁白如雪的。
So a corrupt person is to be called as a person pure and white as snow. That's justification.
所以你就知道什么叫称义了。
So now you know what it means, with being justified.
弟兄姊妹。这一句话太重要了。
Brother and sister, this is a very important word.
在人里面没有称义这个字的，只有在神里面有称义这个字。
Only in God, this word justification can stand.
所以称义是神的恩典，是白白的，是领受的，是神使得我们得着的。
So justification.It's a grace, it's freely given, and it's allowed, given to us by God.
神为什么要这样做？
Why does God want to justify us?
神又如何让我们明白什么叫称义？
And how did God help us to understand what it means to be justified?
刚刚我们念没有义人，连一个也没有。
We just read that there is no righteous person, not even one.
我们也知道神最后颁布了律法给犹太人。
And we know that God did give laws to the Israelites.
也就是在这一章的第十节到第二十节里面所记载的一切事情。
And here in this verse.This chapter, verse 10 to 20, describes
称义的目的
the purpose of justification.
他颁布律法为叫人知罪。
He gave us law so that we are conscious of our sin.
所以你在二十节的时候就看到了。
So we see in verse 20.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
再想想看，我们刚刚才提到了，就是说什么叫做义。
Let's think about what we just mentioned. What is righteousness?
是没有瑕疵的，没有污点的，完全洁白的。
It's a perfectly pure, white, no blemish, perfection.
你我从来不会认为自己有错的。
Most of us, you and I, do not admit that we have done anything wrong.
就是我们做错了也有理由的。
Even if we did anything wrong, there will always very good excuses and reasons.
从来都是以自己为中心为标准的。
We tend to be so self-centered and use our standard as the standard that you want people to accept.
这样子的人怎么可能称义呢？
How could such a man be justified?
这样子的人如何能够配得称义呢？
How could he be worthy of being called justified?
神非常有智慧，也非常有耐心，而且有爱心。
God has the ever, the wisdom and the patience to deal with us.
他就颁布律法，让我们慢慢明白。
So that he gave us the law so that we would gradually understand.
我们就知道什么叫做罪了。
We would then understand what is sin.
但是很奇妙的，到底称义是为了什么呢？
But why or for what purpose is this justification for us?
大家一起看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Do we then nullify the law by this faith?Not at all, rather, we uphold the law.
坚固律法。
Upholding the law.
称义是使我们自己再镀一层金吗？
So being justified, does that mean that something nicer looking is being put on us?
不是的。
No.
要我们生命彻底的悔改转变。
It's for us to...totally turn around and repent and change.
因为称义是为了坚固律法。
Because justification is for upholding the law.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来讲这句话。因为称义是为了坚固律法。
Let's say this together. For justification is to uphold the law.
我们一起来念，来，称义是为了坚固律法。弟兄姊妹。我们就明白什么叫称义了。
Then we will understand what is being justified means.
你想耶稣承受千军万顶之力，然后他的父亲让他死在十字架上，这样子的代价只是给你镀一层金吗？
Do you think that Jesus Christ, who God is God's son and has all the power and all the glory, who yet is being put on the cross and to die in a terrible death for us, is that just so that we can feel better and look better?
弟兄姊妹，我今天所要讲的就是了解我们称义的真义。
Brothers and sisters, today I want you to fully understand what being justified means.
今天教会里面充满镀金的基督徒。
Today in churches there are so many brothers and sisters who are the kind of believers who just have a makeover with gold, in the Chinese saying that to make yourself look better.
Yeah, 就是让你看起来好看一点。
Just so that you look better.In your appearance.
我想这不是称义的真正的目的。
I don't think that this is the true purpose of being justified.
人被称义，神不只是让我们单单称义而已，他还有更美好的托付，更荣耀的事要临到称义的人身上。
God justified us not just so that we are justified.Rather, he has some much higher purpose for us to fulfill.
因为提摩太后书三章十六到十七节里面，跟以弗所书二章十节里面，都告诉我们一件事情：称义的结果。
Because in the second Second Timothy, and in the book of Ephesians, all mention this to help us to understand. Why the justification has to come to us?
提摩太后书三章十六节里面提到了，圣经就是律法，都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
这就是神告诉我们诚意的目的，律法颁布的目的，坚固律法，这都是我们需要学习的。
Yes, so 对不起，你刚刚有念十七节吗？
有十七节。
So
Verse.
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for very good work. Here is we see the full true purpose of being justified and what is waiting for us.
什么叫做丰盛的生命？
What is abundant life?
其实丰盛的生命，这就是提摩太后书告诉我们，称义是得着丰盛的生命。
So abundant life is what the scripture said, that being justified so that they may have life and have it to the full.
那么在以弗所书二这个二章十节里面也提到了。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以称义是神的救赎蒙白白的给我们的。
So justification is that God's salvation through his grace freely given to us.
他不是叫我们镀一层金，乃是叫我们预备行各样的善事。
So that we can do all the good work.
所以我今天就分享到这边。我今天很高兴有两位姊妹他们要受洗。
Today I'm very happy that their two sisters will be baptized.
他将要跟称义的人在一起。
They will be then they will belong to the family of people who are justified.
我们是称义的家庭。
We are family being justified.
我们要预备行神要托付我们的各样善事。
We have to prepare ourselves so that God can.Equip us to do the good work that He prepared for us.
每一次我们受洗，都让我们想到神把一个罪人称义放到一群称义的团体里面去。
Each time when we observe baptism, we realize that God is placing individuals into the family of people who are justified.
让每一次的受浸都让我们思考。我们是称义的团体，我们是不是称义团体里面的绊脚石？
And each time as we observe baptism, it's a good time for us to consider since we belong to the group who the people are justified, are we worthy of this name or are we an obstacle for this group of people?
我们不是只是来庆祝，我们也是在主里面来做感恩的人。
We are not just here to celebrate, but we are also here to give thanks.
这个比我小一些的这个唐山大地震的生还者。
This survivor that I just mentioned, he is a little bit younger than I am.
他在大庆里面服侍。
He is serving now in 大庆。
他在大庆。用他的能力去专门找一群在街上流落的人，失丧的人。
In this little town, he specifically looked for people who are lost on the street, and he tries to minister to them.
在最后我们离开一起祷告之后，他讲了一句话。
While we were having our prayer before we parted from each other, he said this.
他说神给他最好的父亲。
He So God has given me the best father.
他的父亲把他最好的传给了他。
And my father gave me the best he had.
他愿意把他最好的也传给周遭的人。
Now he wants to use the best he has to give to the people around himself.
昨天我们是饺子啊、丰收庆祝丰收节。
Yesterday we celebrate the harvest festival with dumpling.
愿丰收成为丰收的人生，这一件事情成为我们常常在主面前里面思考，什么叫丰收？是丰收我们的罪呢，还是丰收我们称义出来神要在我们身上表现的善行？
May in our life we can have good harvest, not the good harvest of bad deeds, rather the good harvest with all the good work、that God entrusted to us and all the things that we areenabled to do through Jesus Christ.
愿每一次的受洗能够激励、要受洗的许群跟 Tracy， 也能够激励他重价赎回的教会。
May the、baptism today encourage Tracy and John and also encourage the church which is bought with the very precious price.
我们低头祷告。亲爱的主，当你的话语向我们发出的时候，向你的教会发出的时候，求你把复活的生命力注入在这一个被、称义的团体，好让这一个称义的团体能借着圣灵的大能做神所要托付的使命。我们等候你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.